From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, January 29th. Butte County was awarded more than $4.5 million in state funds for a rehabilitation center last year. But as NSPR's Eric Adams reports, it still hasn't found a building. And now the state is asking for its money back if they don't find another option.
The Butte County Department of Behavioral Health was awarded the grant to build a 50-bed locked rehabilitation center for people who are incompetent to stand trial. After nearly a year of searching, it still can't find an affordable building. County supervisors this week allowed the department to seek out another option, an unlocked facility. Scott Canelli, Behavioral Health's director, says that could be an easier feat, and he's expecting the state to allow the county more time to use the grant money to seek out the space.
I think what matters is that you are actively looking for a place. I've already talked to General Services about looking for properties in the community. We're going to start having meetings about what are the best types of places to seek out.
Canelli says places like motels and properties with scattered housing units are possibilities. He plans to speak with state officials in the coming days. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, North State Assembly member James Gallagher announced a bill that would prioritize funding for communities that have been affected by devastating wildfires. NSPR's Adia White has more on that bill and others.
AB 294 would allow the California Office of Emergency Services to prioritize funding to communities affected by major disasters. Funds could go to unmet recovery needs such as infrastructure and housing. The bill was introduced last week and could be heard by the State Assembly at the end of February. Several other bills recently introduced by Assembly Republicans also target wildfire prevention and recovery. Those include a bill that would create additional penalties for arson and one that would provide a tax credit for home hardening. The series of bills comes after President Trump blamed recent devastating fires in Los Angeles on California's liberal policies. Trump also threatened to attach conditions on receiving federal funding for wildfire recovery, which could delay aid to the state. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
And the Community Action Agency of Butte County is holding a drive-through food pantry this Friday in Chico. The group will hand out boxes of produce, dairy, and frozen protein that are meant to feed a family for 3 days. This week's drive-thru will be at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on East Avenue from 10 to noon. There will be more distribution days in February in Oroville, Megalia, and Willows. Dates and locations are available on the Community Action Agency website. Also, arsonists who start wildland fires may face stiffer penalties under a new bill introduced in the State Assembly. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
AB 279 would provide enhanced penalties for felony arson involving 500 or more acres of forest land. These could add 3 to 5 years to an arsonist sentence. Existing law already allows for longer sentences in some cases. Those include when emergency personnel are injured or when numerous victims sustain serious injury and when multiple structures are destroyed or when the perpetrator has prior arson convictions. According to CAL FIRE, arson arrests have risen over the last decade. The agency made 109 arson arrests last year, including for the Park Fire. That fire destroyed over 700 structures in Butte and Tehama counties. The bill was introduced by Republican Assembly members Heather Hadwick and Kate Sanchez. Hadwick was a former emergency manager in Modoc County. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, an unusually dry January has left many of California's reservoirs below target levels. Water levels from the Department of Water Resources Tuesday show the state has received below average rain for this time of year, and snowpack levels are well below historical averages. Overall, state reservoir levels are nearly 20% above average for this time of year. But without more rain and snowpack, California may face drought conditions later in the year. The next snow survey of the season will be taken this Friday. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, January 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.